We in the United Methodist Church practice what we call open communion, and that simply means that anybody seeking God's grace and wants to take a moment to be still and seek God's grace in your life is welcome to take communion. You don't have to be a member of this church. You don't have to be a member of any church. If you're a child of God, you are allowed to come and participate in this holy meal of grace. When they celebrated the Passover meal, Jesus had gathered with them, and they were expecting to do and to participate in all the things of the Passover meal. One of the things that he did, and it was pita bread, we use saltine crackers because it's similar, there's no yeast in these, and he took the bread, he lifted it to heaven, and he gave thanks. Oh, King of the universe, thank you for bringing forth the fruit of the wheat that allows us to have bread. And then he took it and broke it. He said, this will be my body, which will be broken for you. And then likewise, after supper, he had taken the cup. The third cup of the Passover meal is called the cup of redemption. I like to call it the cup of salvation. And again, he'd taken it and he lifted it to heaven and he said, oh, King of the universe, thank you for bringing forth the fruit of the vine. And then he told the disciples, this cup will represent the blood of the new covenant, shed for the forgiveness of sin. He said to gather often and do this in remembrance of me. The body and the blood of Christ. The body broken. The cup which represents the blood of Christ shed for the forgiveness of sins. Not only ours, but the sins of the whole world. And we thank God as we receive these elements of the cup and the bread, allowing us to realize that there is something more to life than really what we see. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for this time. And as we rise from this table, let us realize not only have our sins have been forgiven, that we have been made free, and the most important thing is that we have hope. Hope in the Lord Jesus Christ who gave us eternal life, and we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.